There are three truths in the pro sports gospel even the most casual fans know. The referees are blind, even I could have caught that ball, and the GM is an idiot who knows nothing about the sport, let alone his own team. Being the GM of a perpetually losing franchise such as the Cleveland Browns must be one of the worst gigs in the pinnacle of America's favorite sport. No matter what new recruit the Browns GM picks on draft day, with their luck, he will flame out, break his leg, or be ineffective in perhaps the most notorious underperforming team in the National Football League. Draft day comes across as a slick commercial for the NFL and the real-world draft day, which kicks off about a month from now. Establishing its gridiron bona fides, ESPN commentator Chris Berman narrates the intro, current and former NFL stars pop up in cameos, and enough pigskin lingo is thrown around, Vince Lombardi himself might say, "Don't overdo it, fellas." But Lombardi never coached in Cleveland, a football-crazy town whose team and fans are habitually mocked around the rest of the country for being lovable losers, even though football's Hall of Fame is just a few miles down the road. Taking place during one day in the life of GM Sonny Weaver Jr., played by Kevin Costner, this day is the most important in his professional life, the draft day that will determine his employment status and legacy. Unfortunately for Sonny, the draft is just one life-altering event going down today. To pile even more stress and distractions on top of Sonny's already gargantuan decisions, his girlfriend-slash-coworker, Allie, played by Jennifer Garner, tells him first thing in the morning she is pregnant. Then, we learn Sonny is still in mourning because his father, Sonny Sr., and beloved former Cleveland coach, died just last week. Scriptwriters Scott Rothman and Rajiv Joseph really know how to pile on the drama with a side of extra schmaltz. Following the rule of thumb with most suspenseful dramas, everything worth happening in a man's life should all occur on the exact same day. Sonny has the 7th pick in the draft, and his boss and team owner Anthony Molina, played by Frank Langella, tells Sonny in no uncertain terms, make a splash this year or you're out. GMs only make headlines, though, when they draft big-name quarterbacks and offensive studs. Sonny has his eye on defense, though, specifically a linebacker, Vontae Mack, played by Chadwick Boseman. Sonny's keen eye sees a future superstar in this kid, but the rest of Sonny's staff, led by his irritating head coach, played by Dennis Leary, who has an obnoxious, overt habit of waving his Super Bowl ring around lest you miss it, want a splashy running back. No matter what player Sonny picks, he's going to piss somebody off. Does he do what he thinks is best for the team, or best for his career? The superior parts of draft day analyze this back-and-forth inner dilemma. Unfortunately for Sonny, the audience, and the film's pacing, he is consistently interrupted by Allie and conversations they must have concerning their relationship, even though she will still only be just a month pregnant tomorrow as well. Also, Sonny's mom, Barb Weaver, played by Ellen Burstyn, is hovering around causing a ruckus by second-guessing Sonny's decisions, feuding with Allie, and just being another nuisance he does not need today. Draft Day will inevitably be compared to 2011's Moneyball, the only other recent film spotlighting a pro sports GM. Moneyball occurs over a marathon baseball season, focusing on statistical minutiae and persuading folks about the new way to analyze athletes. It also takes the time to develop characters for you to care about. Draft Day is a one-day sprint, glossing over numbers and mechanics in favor of gut feelings and hunches. Doing his best but not quite succeeding in balancing the football with the 1 million other side plots crammed into a crowded script, director Ivan Reitman employs a few tricks to maintain our interest. As a GM on draft day, Sonny is on the phone a lot. One-sided phone conversations do not work too well on screen, so Reitman shows us a screen split vertically by a black line showing both parties walking and talking. And the whole reason I bring this up is the black line is fluid. Characters walk in front of it, behind it, and it even moves left and right. This is a new and engaging way to highlight what would normally be throwaway scenes. Draft day will make football fans very happy. It is not in-your-face realism like 1999's Any Given Sunday, or Disney feel-good, family-friendly fare like 2000's Remember the Titans. It is tense football intrigue, punctuated by some less-than-thrilling personal drama. Even though there are some noticeable shortcomings, Draft Day is strong enough to recommend to all sports fans and their less-than-interested significant others. Remember, only true fans know what is best for their team. These idiot GMs wouldn't know a football if it hit them in the face. I give Draft Day 3 out of 4 stars.